In 6 days, Philadelphia voters will elect a new district attorney to replace Seth Williams. He's now serving a 5-year sentence after his guilty plea in a corruption case. Democrat Larry Krasner has a big edge in party registration, but he's such a harsh critic of the criminal justice system that Republican Beth Grossman thinks she has a shot at what would be an historic upset. We asked WHYY's Dave Davies to check in on the campaign. Here's his report.
Yes, there is a district attorney's campaign in Philadelphia. It's not as visible as the spring Democratic primary when several candidates and billionaire George Soros were buying TV ads. But the candidates present a real choice. Democrat Larry Krasner's a defense attorney who says the justice system over-arrests and over-incarcerates, wasting money and destroying communities. Republican Beth Grossman is proud of her 21 years as a prosecutor and promises practical reforms. Both candidates are busy. Grossman stopped in recently at a Kensington Avenue Business Association meeting.
This neighborhood has a very special place in my heart. My parents owned a candy store at 3151 Kensington Avenue. I worked in that store during high school during my breaks. I bought my prom dress on the avenue at Linda Lee.
Grossman heard merchants tell horror stories of being at ground zero of the city's opioid epidemic. She talked about her experience in the DA's office and promised a new community engagement unit if she's elected. Could Grossman win? Well, here's the case. Her law and order message may appeal to older voters, including some Democrats, who historically turn out more than most age groups. She has the support of the police union, which has billboards touting her candidacy, and the firefighters union. And she got the endorsement of the Philadelphia Inquirer. Krasner says Democrats may outnumber Republicans by nearly 7-1, but he's taking nothing for granted.
Anybody can lose this race. You know, we have to take it incredibly seriously because we are talking about transformational change, and change is hard.
Krasner's keeping a full schedule of appearances and has volunteers canvassing areas where he has support. At a Powelton Business Association meeting this morning, he talked about more effective policing, including moving away from the controversial stop and frisk policy. Krasner said stop and frisk came from an attempt to focus on high crime areas, but without clear constitutional guidelines, police stopped countless innocent people, creating an unhealthy rift between officers and communities.
And we end up in this world where it's now okay to have occupying armies in certain neighborhoods who stop people just because they are almost always male and young and poor and very often black and brown.
That's the kind of language that infuriates police union leaders and Republicans hope will drive away moderate voters. At a recent debate, Grossman said she agrees with Krasner that there should be bail reform, less incarceration, and programs to divert criminal cases into treatment and community service. But she said Krasner has spent his career defending criminals while she's been doing the work of a prosecutor.
When you stand up and you fight for victims, for kids who have been sexually assaulted, through victims who have been shot, and you get people convicted and they're properly punished, that's justice. So I hate to tell you, but the role of the DA's office is you have to prosecute.
Grossman may have a message, but she doesn't have much of a megaphone. She's struggled to raise money, and with only $16,000 on hand as of last week, she's not in a position to run ads telling voters about her Inquirer endorsement, for example. The last time a Republican won the DA's race in Philadelphia was 32 years ago when a prosecutor named Ron Castile beat a weak Democratic candidate to win the office. Dave Davies, WHYY News.